This is a collaborative work from Tsinghua University and Qatar Computing Research Institute. In this work, we present Spindle, a framework to support efficiently memory access monitoring. Let's first talk about why we need to understand memory access. Memory access is error-prone, which will cause bugs like uninitialized read right after free, data erase, or deadlock. Memory access is a key factor of performance because there's a big gap between CPU and memory, and the cache hierarchy becomes more complex now. Memory access also has high security risk. As we know, buffer overflow is a common way in server attack. Due to the more and more complex memory system, like the multi-level memory layout and the shared memory system, understanding the memory access behavior becomes much harder. Memory monitoring gives us a way to understand memory access behavior. We can use memory access monitoring to perform bug detection, performance optimization, and malware analysis. But memory monitoring often brings large overhead, especially when we want to monitor a full-time long-running program. There are many tools to perform memory access monitoring. For dynamic tools, we have Ping, Valgrind, DynamoReal, and Dr. Memory, which modify instruction flow at runtime to insert checking functions. The checking functions are often inserted after every access, just like what is shown in this simple code segment, which will introduce over 100 times overhead. And when we want to use them for tracing, we will get a very large trace file, about 10 gigabytes per second. There are also static and dynamic hybrid tools. We have Google Sanitizer tools, the Address Sanitizer, Memory Sanitizer, and so on, which is used for detecting memory bugs. The sanitizer will perform static analysis and instrumentation at compile time, which allows them to reduce the number of instrumentation so that their overhead is much smaller, about 2 times, but they are still doing redundant work. Let's think about if we can do something to further reduce the runtime overhead. Still, for this simple code segment, can we tell memory access just by looking at the source code? Of course, we can learn the memory access pattern from the code. So we can know the access should be A, A+4, A+8, and so on until A+4 × n-1. In this address sequence, only the starting address A and the loop count N are unknown. So here comes our idea. Can we just record them at runtime, then compute accesses? Still for this code, we add 2 checking functions to record A and N. By knowing them, we can compute all the memory accesses. No more checking is needed. The number of checks are reduced from N to 2. Seems that this is a feasible and efficient way. Compute what is computable, then record the rest. So we present Spindle, an informed memory access monitoring framework. Spindle enables judicious memory access monitoring, which can extract code structure and memory access patterns in static analysis, which includes loop, branch, array index, the structure offset, and so on, so that it can dramatically reduce runtime instrumentation overhead, since only the non-computable accesses like program input, heap variable address, and stack address need to be recorded at runtime. Spindle is a general framework for building memory monitoring tools. It can be used for trace generation, bug detection, security check, and so on. The tool-specific analysis module should be supplied by tool developers using the API provided by Spindle. We implement 2 proof-of-concept tools. The first one is called S-Detector, which allows users to efficiently detect memory bugs. And the second one is called the S-Tracer, which allows users to generate highly compressed memory traces with low overhead. Of course, we can implement other tools based on Spindle framework in such process. First, let's look at the overview of Spindle framework. Spindle first takes source code to perform common analysis. The intra-procedural analysis including control flow analysis and dependence analysis, then the inter-procedural analysis. After this, Spindle will generate memory access skeleton, which shows the patterns of the memory accesses along with the code structure, including call graph, control flow graph, and the dependence relation between variables called dependence tree. Then we can perform the tool-specific analysis and instrumentation using user-supplied Spindle tool, and the output should be instrumented code. Finally, we execute the instrumented executable with a runtime library to perform Spindle runtime analysis using the memory access skeleton and get a monitoring output. The whole process in a gray rectangle composes the Spindle analysis process. Let's go through a short example. The code in the right side is a well-known sorting algorithm, bubble sort. We will first apply the control flow analysis. As shown in the figure, we will get a graph which is similar to the control flow graph. So we call it MCFG, since it records only program control flow control structures, loops and branches, shown as the gray rectangles and the green diamond. Function calls, shown as the purple rectangles, and the instructions containing memory references, shown as the orange circles and the blue circles. Notice that for each loop, we will record its induction variables, initial value, final value, and increment, which allows us to know how the loop will be executed. The unknown value, like n, will be collected at runtime. Then we will try to get a memory access skeleton, MAS. We will take memory access SI, shown as the orange circle as an example. First, we'll get its LVM IR. By analyzing its IR, we can apply the dependence analysis and get a dependence tree. A dependence tree records how to compute a specific memory address, in this case, array point 1. The branch node of this tree will be the computing symbols, like plus, multiply, and so on. And the leaf node will be data-dependent variables, like s, constant value, like 4, or function parameter, like i.0. Then we apply inter-procedural analysis. By analyzing its actual parameters, we can know that s is actually a, the base address of array a, and i.0 is actually loop 0's induction variable, which starts from 0, ends with n, and the increment is 1. After this, we can get the memory access skeleton, which includes the code structure, the control flow, and the memory access patterns. The yellow parts show the computable patterns. The blue parts are the induction variable in the computer patterns, and the red parts are the non-computable variables. Then we can perform tool-specific analysis. For S-Tracer, let's look back the MCFG segment and the dependence tree. By analyzing them, we can know that only the array's base address A, loop final value N, and data-dependent variable flag is unknown at compile time, which need to be collected at runtime by instrumenting, as shown in the code, the red, blue, and green rectangle. Then we can go into the runtime analysis and get a dynamic trace as the monitoring output. The dynamic trace records all the compile time unknown variables, unknown values. For the values in the loop, like flag, it will record all the values in each iteration. Notice that for each iteration, Spindle will record the value of flag using just one bit, so there will not be too much space needed. By combining the dynamic trace and the memory trace skeleton together, we can generate a full trace. There's also an example for S-Detector. Still this bubble sort code. Let's suppose we want to know if access SI is safe. We want to make sure SI is safe. Then I must not be larger than the size of S. Let's turn back to the dependence tree. From the dependence tree, we can know S is actually the starting address A, and I is actually the loop induction variable of loop 0, and its range is 0 to n. So we can know if n is less than the size of A, access SI is safe. Otherwise, access SI may not be safe. The same analysis can be performed for other memory access in these two functions. Finally, we can know that only A and N need to be checked at runtime. So for the instrumentation, only one checking function is needed, shown as the purple rectangle. Then we can go into the runtime analysis and get a bug report. Spindle also has some limitation. First is multi-threaded programs. For multi-threaded programs, Spindle will record when the thread is created and joined, then apply per-thread analysis as the single-thread programs. Second is for register spilling and call convention. Since at LVM IR level, the variables on the registers have not been spilled to the memory, and also the memory accesses caused by function calls are not generated yet. To solve this limitation, we implement an IR level register allocation simulator when we need the register spilling results. Spindle will also generate call convention accesses when they are needed. As for the external libraries without source code, we will use dynamic tools like PIN to collect them and merge them to Spindle. Finally, let's see our evaluation. This is our testing platform. We choose the programs from MPB benchmark, SPEC CPU benchmark, and the PowerSec benchmark. Also, applications like BFS, MNIST, KissDB, FIDO, and MapReduce word count as our test programs. Then how can developers develop their own Spindle tool? Developers should first implement Spindle tools, which is actually LVM plugins, and will perform tool-specific static analysis. For S-Tracer, it dumps the memory access scheduler as static trace and adds instrumentation function. And for S-Detector, it validates the object boundaries before reading and writing. Then developers should also implement the runtime library to support tool-specific runtime instrumentation. For S-Tracer, it records the compilation time unknown value as dynamic trace. For S-Detector, it creates shadow memory to check the boundaries and the validation for the accesses. For our example tool, S-Tracer and S-Detector, less than 500 lines of C++ code is needed. The compile command for end user of Spindle-based tool is very simple. We only need to load dynamic library while compiling, show as the red text. First, let's look at some general results. The compilation overhead for Spindle is very small, average at 10% compared to the original LVM compilation cost. For the correctness, we evaluate the full trace size and the heap trace difference ratio compared with the PIN. Since the heap access is often more important than small footprint stack accesses, the results show that the full trace size difference is between 0.5% and 6%, median at 3.2%. The heap trace difference ratio is between 0% and 4.7%, median at 1.5%. We also take the worst case, BFS, running on a cache simulator, and the result shows that the miss rate calculated from Spindle trace is very close to pins, and the difference is mainly from the trace size difference and register spilling simulator. Then let's look at the evaluation of S-Detector. We measure the reduction in runtime memory checks compared to the full instrumentation version of S-Detector. Spindle enables S-Detector to cut runtime memory checks by 64%. Then we compare S detector with a state-of-the-art memory bug detection tool, Address Sanitizer. The results show that compared to Address Sanitizer, S detector brings down runtime overhead to geometric mean of 26%. Then is the evaluation of S tracer. We compare it with the most widely used memory tracing tool, PIN. First, let's look at the trace size. Compared with PIN, S-Tracer achieves order of magnitude reduction in trace size. Notice that the bars over 1 terabyte is pruned since it exceeds our disk size. As for the performance, S-Tracer reduces slowdown from PIN by a factor of 61 times on average. At last is our conclusion. We present a spindle which enables computing rather than collecting the memory access. Spindle will find the pattern of the memory access and try to compute them, then fall back to conventional runtime instrumentation for the compile time and unknown values. Spindle framework is a general underlying mechanism which can support diverse tools. We implement S-detector and S-tracer as our sample tool. S-detector enables efficient memory bug detection, and S-tracer can generate highly compact trace with very low overhead. They can illustrate the significant trimming of the instrumentation and greatly reduce the runtime overhead and the trace size. In our future work, we will add support for compiling C++ code and provide richer APIs for static analyzing. And that's all. Thank you. Any questions are welcome.
Questions?
Very interesting. So a ZAN would give me a notification before the actual access is being done. Like, so does your S detector make the assertions before the access is really performed or after it is performed?
You mean S detector part?
Yes, the S detector. Does it check that the access is permitted and correct? Or does it first do the access and maybe my system will crash and I will not get the notification that actually something went wrong?
You mean the check is happen before or happen after?
Yes, that's my question. Whether the check takes place before or after the actual
actually
access.
Both are okay because we do the analyze at the compile time. For example, we have a loop I from 0 to n, and we just need to check the n. And of course, we can check the value of n before or after the loop.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead. One more question.
I believe the PIN is the binary instrumentation tool. So PIN is a binary level instrumentation tool.
Yes.
But yours is a source level.
Yes.
Then is it comparing like an apple and orange?
Actually, binary will be our future work. And our source level tool can do something good because PIN's overhead is very large, and for some problem we cannot do in the binary level, maybe it's our future work. Thank you.